Sanctuary State, California, Paul Pelosi assault suspect is an illegal alien. By John Binder on October 31, 2022. David DePopp, the man accused of attempting to murder House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA husband Paul Pelosi with a hammer, is a longtime illegal alien living in Sanctuary State, California, a report reveals. Days ago, police officers in San Francisco, California, responded to a 911 call made by Paul Pelosi. According to police, on October 28, 42-year-old DePopp attacked Pelosi with a hammer, leaving him with severe blunt force injuries to his head that called for immediate surgery. DePopp was taken into custody, and charges of attempted murder are expected. He has already been charged with assault and attempted kidnapping. Fox's Bill Melligan reports that DePopp is actually an illegal alien who has been living in the sanctuary state of California for some time after having overstayed his visa. It is unclear what kind of visa DePopp initially arrived onto the United States from Canada and in what year. DePopp, his former partner, told local media that the man is mentally ill, believing he was Jesus Christ at one time, and was living in a hippie commune in Berkeley, California. Before arriving in California about two decades ago, DePopp grew up in Powell River, British Columbia, in Canada. With Nancy Pelosi's support, California has one of the most rigorous sanctuary state policies in the United States, shielding criminal illegal aliens from arrest and deportation by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agency and prohibiting local law enforcement from coordinating with ICE. The Department of Homeland Security's DHS latest report shows that nearly 685,000 foreign nationals overstayed their visas after arriving in the U.S. in fiscal year 2020, becoming illegal aliens. About half of the nation's 11 million to 22 million illegal aliens arrive on visas but eventually overstay. The majority are never deported. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.